Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Thank you very much indeed for that. Now, more than 660 people have died on Irish roads so far this year. The tragic start to 2024 continues a worrying recent trend for road fatalities in Ireland. Last year was the worst in nearly a decade, with 188 people dying on our roads. Taoiseach Simon Harris has said that road safety will be a priority issue for him in his new role as Taoiseach. Meanwhile, an announcement that all uniformed Gardaí will do 30 minutes of road policing on duty has been described as a public relations exercise by the Garda Representative Association. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris introduced the new initiative earlier this month based on international research, he said, and also promised to increase the number of Gardaí in road policing units. Well, before I came on air, I spoke with Minister of State with responsibility for road safety, Jack Chambers, and I began by asking him if 30 minutes of road policing for Gardaí while on duty is just a PR exercise.
Look, I welcome the fact that the Commissioner is introducing a new initiative when it comes to roads policing and strengthening enforcement activity. This is something that has successfully worked in Sweden, and that's been referenced by an Garda Síochána. What I want to see as Minister is the baseline enforcement activity significantly strengthened, and that means obviously progressing the additional 75 Gardaí that have been announced by an Garda Síochána for deployment to roads policing units, but also ensuring that we have clear policing plans to underpin the additional 30 minutes that has now been tasked for.
There are no clear policing plans, are there?
Well, we've, as part of our discussion with the Taoiseach last week and with Minister McEntee, we've asked that we get full detail and information to actually underpin this increased enforcement activity that the Commissioner has requested of it.
Because seems to be suggesting that there are no plans, that it's a waste of time and resources. They say that even if there are no incidents, that they have to log on to a computer, and they say it's a statistical exercise. It seems like a waste of time.
Well, all enforcement activity is an essential part of policing, whether that's the roads policing units or indeed the regular units that are out on deployment. And I would say that if we can get the cumulative impact of the 30 minutes structured and organised, like has happened in Sweden, and it is one of the best models when it comes to road safety more generally. So what we will be discussing at our next Ministerial Road Safety Committee with the Assistant Commissioner Hillman is getting underneath the detail of how this will work operationally. And what I want to see out of this is in the coming months that when we look at the baseline enforcement activity, which hasn't been as positive as it should be when you compare 2019 to 2023 enforcement activity for speed intercept, drink driving arrests, seatbelt detections, checkpoints, for example, have all had double-digit reductions, which is of concern to me as Minister. And what I want to see out of this through the additional recruitment and the additional 30 minutes for every regular unit is that we see enforcement activity significantly strengthened.
Yeah.
And that will make a difference when it comes to the wider perception around enforcement.
Why do you think enforcement has gone down so much?
Well, part of the issue is obviously the reduction in roads policing numbers, which is a statement of fact. I mean, their numbers have reduced over a number of years, and we want to reverse that now with the additional recruitment that's happening this year and again into next year. And I think the measure of that will be turning the corner on enforcement, so that with additional numbers, with additional focus on enforcement when it comes to regular policing, which the Commissioner has set out, we want to see that gap narrowed again and get back to levels of enforcement that we saw.
What about more speed cameras?
Yeah, so that is progressing. So when it comes to speed vans, the speed vans have increased by 20% the hours, so 7,500 hours to 9,000 hours. We're introducing 12 speed cameras this year, 9 static, 3 average speed cameras on the N2, the N3 and the N5. And separate to that, we have an extensive strategy being developed, which we hope to progress through next year's budget when it comes to a more wider deployment of speed cameras.
And is that where you'd have maybe 3 cameras on a road and you'd get the average speed? Is that something you're aiming for?
Yeah, so we're really ambitious through the speed camera enforcement strategy that we're developing. We've Transport Infrastructure Ireland, the National Transport Authority, and Garda Síochána and other key agencies involved on modelling a similar approach that for Ireland, what exists in Scotland. Mm-hmm. And it's underpinning that with investment so that we've much more widespread deployment of speed cameras. But obviously, complementing speed cameras, we need to make sure we're addressing other failures.
Like the personnel and the falling numbers in road policing units. And we have 47 fewer road policing officers than this time last year. Has this been addressed? Have you discussed this with Gore, the Commissioner?
We have. We met the Commissioner in recent months. I've written to him on a number of occasions expressing my concern about the levels of enforcement and about the numbers in the roads policing units. And it's a clear item at all of our Ministerial Road Safety Committee
meetings.
When
will they be replaced, those 47?
So there's recruitment competitions for roads policing starting in the coming weeks. And as I said, the Assistant Commissioner Hillman has set out that over the next 75 this year and 75 next year, that we'll have 150 additional personnel in roads policing units. And then complementing that, we want to scale up the investment in technology so that we have, you know, more speed intercept through average speed cameras and static cameras right across our road network, which will make a difference in addressing the single biggest factor when it comes to the killer behaviour, which is speed.
I do appreciate it, but when you say 150 extra in the roads policing units this time next year, is that on top of the figure that we have right now? Because you do have retirements, you have natural attrition and so on. Is that 150 extra, or will it be another 150, and also we'll see what the net is with attrition and retirement and so on?
So it's 150, so it's 75 this year and 75 next year, and there'll be opportunities for further competitions as well to expand the numbers in roads policing units. There will be some attrition in the particular units, but one of the clear areas of focus is to ensure that we have a net improvement in the actual numbers in roads policing units, and that complementing the wider level of enforcement that's required.
You said to RTÉ on Primetime last week that we have a serious crisis on our roads right now. We can't seem to protect the road policing unit numbers here. Fatalities are rising, and over the last number of years, the numbers in those units have gone down. Is it being taken seriously enough?
Well, it's of absolute focus and seriousness for me as Minister, and also for the Taoiseach and Minister McEntee. That's why one of the clear items that we focused on at our meeting in recent days was to actually have a clear policing plan with measurable improvements in enforcement activity so that people see improved levels of enforcement, and that has an effect when it comes to wider compliance and behaviour on our roads.
And I know you've talked about a culture of recklessness on our roads. What do you mean by that? Is there anything that you have learned in the last number of weeks that you can correct?
Well, if you look at, for example, the 1 in 10 admit to drink driving. We've 1 in 5 regularly using social media when driving, so distracted in the anatomy of a split second. They could crash their car, kill a pedestrian, kill a vulnerable road user. And when you take the wider issues that we've seen, what's of serious concern to me is the amount of young people who are dying on our roads. We've had a doubling of the number of people between 16 and 25 who lost their life last year, and that compared to the previous 5 years, and that's where the serious spike is. It's a particular trend amongst mm-hmm. young people, and we know speed is of serious concern. But also, we've had serious issues flagged by the Professor Cusack from the Medical Bureau of Road Safety and by An Garda Síochána of the culture we have in our country when it comes to drug consumption mm-hmm. presently.
But that's why Minister, that you want the roads to be policed around the clock, and that it doesn't stop at 2 a.m, for example. But you could be spreading resources quite thinly there.
Well, so obviously with the changes in the roster, there was a concern raised about how the roads policing units were being deployed during that particular period. An Garda Síochána have said that regular units will be filling that gap, and that's something we're going to have to discuss further to ensure that we have policing plans to make sure that we have extensive and consistent presence of An Garda Síochána and roads policing units.
You accept that if you go around the clock, though, you're spreading more thinly.
But people are driving around the clock, and we know
you accept the resources question.
Well, but we need to make sure roads policing has an absolute priority when it comes to the crisis on our roads, and that's why I'm of central importance is that we have deployment of An Gardaí Síochána around the clock, particularly during the period of the day where there might be increased incidents of drug or drink driving. People need to face the consequences if they engage in that reckless behaviour.
Can I ask you, Minister, on very much the story of the day, the Taoiseach has said the government accepts the recommendations of the Stardust inquest. And that was unlawful killing, obviously. Minister for Justice Helen McEntee and other relevant ministers will now report back on the implementation of its recommendations. What do you think should happen next? What will happen next?
Well, just say I was present in the Dáil for the Taoiseach's apology, and obviously we had many of the families present as well, and he gave a full and wholesome apology, recognising the enormous struggle that families have had for 43 years, the devastating loss and trauma, and the failure of the Irish state for so many years, where we exacerbated and put salt in the wounds of so many families and victims. What the focus of government now is the Attorney General, the Minister for Justice, and others will coordinate a response in terms of the recommendations that have come out of the inquest, but also working with victims in terms of commemoration and other responses. And the response from government will be victim centred, victim focused. And today was about an absolute apology from the Irish state and the government on how the institutions of the state let victims and families down over many years, where we perpetuated misery and tragedy for so many, and today is about that.
Should there be a criminal investigation now into what happened?
Well, I know that is something that's being considered by obviously the respective authorities will assess the report and obviously they'll have to work through that in the context of the next steps.
Minister for Justice to ask for the Gardaí to initiate an investigation or a review? Could the Gardaí do that of their own accord? How does it happen, do you know?
Well, my understanding is the Gardaí will obviously assess the outcome of the particular of the inquest and of what has been reported and. You know, they'll make that assessment. That's my understanding. I'm open to correction on that, but that's my understanding of it.
Okay. Minister Jack Chambers, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much, Colin.